I want to build off of some things that Troy shared with you last week, and we're looking kind of a starting point of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. And we read this, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And one of the things that we struggle with in trying to kind of find maybe some equilibrium, try to find kind of that center place in our faith. You know, there's one extreme that says, hey, you know, it's all God. God does everything. I don't do anything. Just God does it. And if I'm going to grow, God's going to make me grow. And that's all there is to it. I once I'm saved, I'm in, and God takes over, and I'm almost like a puppet. I just wait for him to act. The other side comes way over here and says, man, I got to work to do everything, and I got to earn and earn and earn and earn, and I can never know for sure if I'm okay with God. But let me, so we tend to go to one extreme or the other, but I'd like to call you to a middle place, a place that understands this, that my salvation, my entrance into the kingdom of heaven is by God's grace. It's his work. It's Jesus' death on the cross. It's his atonement for me through the cross that makes it possible for me to enter into his kingdom. And his kingdom is not just up in heaven somewhere. His kingdom is happening here through you and me. As we live out as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, we expand the kingdom of heaven with us. So my call now is, I'm by his grace, by his work, I am in the kingdom. But now for the kingdom to grow and for me to grow within the kingdom, I need to put a little effort into it. And so let me share this thought with you right now that's I think, very, very helpful. And it's this, because we get this confused, but effort is not the same as earning. Why don't you say that with me, because we've got to bury that thing down to the psyche a little bit. Effort is not the same as earning. Earning is an attitude. You know, it's a way that we're like, you know, if we're like kids trying to, Mom, do you love me? Dad, do you love me? I'm trying to earn your love. Now, let's say Mom and Dad send me to my room and say, go clean your room. Make your bed, put away your stuff, do all those things. I can go because, well, that's just something I need to learn how to do, right? And I do it because it's good to keep a neat, clean room. Or I go, oh, if I don't go clean my room, Mom and Dad won't love me, so I better go do it. And so there's a fear base there. That's not what we want. We want to grow because any kind of growth requires some effort. And you all know this. When you went to your first job, and you didn't know anything, and you were kind of scared and nervous and everything, and you're looking around what to do, did it take some effort for you to get good at what you do? I'm sure it did. When you first went to a class somewhere, and you just show up and you say, teacher, teach me. Or do you say, well, I've got to do some homework, I've got to pay attention, I've got to try this out on my own. If you're part of a sports team, you know, you don't just have to show up just at practice or just for the game. You, outside of practice, you want to work, you want to condition, you want to work on your skills. The same is true in the spiritual realm. If we're going to grow spiritually, if we're going to mature in our faith, we have to expend some effort. But that doesn't mean we're earning God's grace or we're earning our place in the kingdom. It means that we are exercising our role within the kingdom. So that's where I want us to spend some time this morning as we look into this new year, about how we can experience some change, how we can experience some growth in our lives. I want to take you to a verse here, a couple of verses. One is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verses 2 through 3. This is Paul writing. And let me tell you who he's writing to, what's going on here. Paul brought the gospel to the Thessalonians. They loved it. They responded to it. This is good news. But some people came down from another town that had chased him out of that town, and they came down to this town and they chased him out again. So he has this new little baby church that he has to leave behind. And he doesn't know how they're doing until Timothy, his kind of co-worker, who's been there to visit, comes back and gives him a report, and Paul is just ecstatic of the good things he's hearing about what's going on in Thessalonica. So here's what he says. We always thank God for all of you, continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father I want you to catch these things here. Your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Does it sound a little familiar to you? This faith, hope, love. Jim brought us to that. Let's revisit 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain: faith, hope, love. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. If you're interested in growing, now maybe you're very satisfied with where you are spiritually. You got it down and you're doing great. Feel free to tune me out for the next 30 minutes or less. But chances are you're here this morning because you want to transform. You want to grow. You want things to be different tomorrow than they were today within your own heart. You want to follow Jesus a little bit more. You want to become more like him. So let's talk about how we do that. And the first thing that we see here is we need to expend some energy in order to grow. There's kind of a whole school of thought that said, you shouldn't do anything. You just wait for the Holy Spirit to come on you and the Holy Spirit take care of everything else. You become passive. I don't believe the Holy Spirit works that way. I think the Holy Spirit works with me, prompts me, but I always have a choice. What will I do? How will I respond in any given moment, in any given situation? So I'm going to have to put some energy into this if I want to. And you know what that's like. You know, New Year's comes around. What do you do? This is the year I'm going to get fit. This is the year I'm going to work out. And so you go to your recliner and you plant yourself down and you just, you really work that arm. You're just really, it's strong. You're Popeye here. You're just going to town there. You're probably not going to get fit if that's all you do. You know, my thumb is in great shape with the remote. I'm good. You know, it's going to take some energy if you want to grow. So here's what we learned. Here's what we saw. So let me give you three things. And I really want you to, we're going to keep coming back to these three things over and over go through this message. First off, exercise some faith. You're going to need to exercise some faith. You're going to need to have, there's going to be moments throughout life, throughout your day, where you're going to have a choice to make. And that choice is going to say, am I going to exercise some faith or not? Am I going to trust God in this moment or not? A number of years ago, somebody asked me to go visit, I think it was a grandchild that was in jail. And I got to tell you, I did not want to go. All my recollections go back to watching a Scared Straight episode in the 70s. And I couldn't have been any straighter than I already was. You know, I was like, I don't want to ever go do anything wrong and go to jail. You know, that's the last thing I wanted. So, my image, they're going to usher me in. They're going to walk me past the cells of all these prisoners. I'm going to get all these catcalls and everything. And they're going to stick me in the cell with this fella. And I'm going to sit there and, I don't know if I want to do that. But I exercise some faith. And I didn't know what I was getting into, but I walked in through the lobby and they said, oh yeah, go sit in there in that little room and the guy will show up on the other side of the thick glass and you'll talk through the telephone. Suddenly I'm Gandhi. I can do this, this is great. But sometimes we have those moments where we're like, I don't know. But we have to exercise some faith that something's going to happen on the other side of that choice. So we want to exercise some faith. We want to demonstrate some love. One of the big calls of action in the kingdom is to love. And we know that some people in our lives are really easy to love. They're easy to love. They love us. They treat us so kindly. They're so good to us. It's easy to love them. And then there's some other people. Not so much. Sometimes it's the guy in the or the lady in the mirror. We have people in our lives that it's hard to love them sometimes. The way they treat us, the way they treat other people. But we're called to demonstrate some love. And then we're called to continue to hope. And one of the easiest things for us to experience, especially I think sometimes in our culture and our society, is to push through hard stuff. We've really come to a place where we like to be comfortable. We don't like the thought of struggle. We don't like the idea of hardship. Can you imagine where we would be if our forefathers, our ancestors, lived like that? We'd still be back in some feudal system in Europe. But there were people who said, "You know what? I'm gonna try. I'm gonna get up, and I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna keep pursuing. I'm gonna keep persisting. And if I get knocked down, I'm gonna get back up." You know, they say that before you can run, you've got to learn how to walk, right? But part of learning how to walk is learning how to fall down and get back up again. And to be able to know that when things are dark and hard and scary, that you keep hoping, you keep pushing forward. So we want to exercise some faith. We want to demonstrate some love. We want to continue to hope. Faith, love, we're going to keep revisiting, so hang on to that thoughts. So here we are going to this year, and here's what I want us to think about. I want us to not forget some of the very basics of living out the Christian life. The very basics. Let's not forget the very basics. Hebrews 5:12 says this. He says, "In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food." Now, I know that context of the verse, he's chastising them for not growing. But it reminds us there are some basics there that we do need to be aware of. And so let's hit some of the basics, not from a theological standpoint, but from a practice standpoint. And let me give them to you. We're going to do our A, B, C's, and D. So let's look at the first one. Our A, attend. Attend. What should we attend? Well, first off, let me encourage you to attend our weekly services. Now, I know there are going to be mornings, you know, you wake up or you've had pneumonia, you've had the flu or something. You have a pass. Let me give you a dispensation. Stay home. But then there are those mornings when we're like, I don't know. It's kind of cold out there or it's hot out there or it's something out there. And I just don't feel it today. I think I'm just going to stay home. Let me encourage you. That's when you want to exercise that faith. That's when you want to continue in that hope. That's when you want to demonstrate that love. And be here. And be here with us. You know, on any given Sunday, you may walk out of here and go, "Yeah, that was all right. Music was good. Message was okay. Yeah, it was all right." But then there are those days when you just feel like God showed up in your life, shined a spotlight right on you and said, "I got something for you today." Then if you wait for that day to show up without ever coming and say, "Well, I'll go when I know the spotlight's going to be there, when I know this is the day," you're going to miss that day. There's an old saying, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you never take. You know, when I go to eat, you know, we're not fancy people. And we eat some kind of, you know, a lot of basic stuff. But every now and then, that meal was just perfect. But for me, you know, breakfast is oatmeal and yogurt and some bacon, which you don't get a lot of in Israel, just to let you know that, the bacon part. So there's that. And then lunch, you know, sometimes just might put together a sandwich of some kind and some chips and a pickle. But imagine dinner time comes around and say, "You know, the last meal I had, it was just bologna sandwich. I don't know if I'm going to eat." No, I wouldn't do that. I don't know what that meal might be, but I'm going to eat. And so I just want to encourage you, attend, be here, be with us. Let's be together in all of this. I also want to encourage you, you know, we have something, what I would call engagement activities going on. The Real Women thing are doing things on a regular basis. They were supposed to have something Friday. They wisely postponed that until the 26th. But if you haven't done that, try it. Or if you did it one time, try it again. Guys, when we have our next Guy Stuff thing, show up, try it, be a part, see what happens. You know, we're going to have some fun events. We've got the retreat coming up. We have Sunday classes. Let me just encourage you, try something. Exercise some faith. Demonstrate some love. You know, here's one of the things about this that we sometimes forget. We think about when it comes time to be here together, we think about what am I going to get out of this? Am I going to enjoy the worship? Am I going to like the songs? Am I going to know the songs? Am I going to like the sermon? What am I going to get out of it? Well, let me challenge you with this idea that the New Testament says the reason you show up is because of what you have to give in terms of encouragement and love. That you have something to offer in this mix. That there may be someone who shows up this morning and you speak to them for a moment, you just kind of, hey, how are you doing? You have a little conversation. That may be the most important conversation they have all week. So when you attend, it's not just about what you're getting, it's about what you're getting or having the opportunity to give. So remember, what is it? What are those three? Faith, love, hope. We want to exercise some faith, demonstrate some love, continue to hope. Why don't you say those three things again with me? Exercise some faith, demonstrate some love, continue to hope. All right, so that's our A. We want to attend. Let me give you the B. We want to belong. Belong. One way to belong is to be a member here, to be a part. And we're going to, in this next few weeks, we're going to discuss more in detail about that. We're going to begin next week a series called Why. Why do we do what we do here? Why do we preach? Why do we sing? Why do we do baptism? You know, all those things that we do, why do we do them? And maybe you're old hat at this, but maybe you're someone who, we do these things, but I never really knew why. We're going to address some of those things. And so, if those questions are lingering for you, if you've been kind of wondering about that, I really want to encourage you to be here for that service, especially if you've been wondering about membership and baptism and all those things, how all that stuff fits in here. It was a small group. Become a part of that. You know, we had a great fall with our small groups. That didn't stop. Those are going on. And if you'd like to join up with that, contact Kevin. Let him know. He'd love to hear from you and to know that you're interested in being a part of a small group. So belong. Become a part. Say, this is not just a church I go to. This is my place. Not that you own it instead of God owning it, but this is your family here that you're a part of. And the third thing then, A, attend, B is belong, C, contribute. Contribute. Let me give you just a couple of ways to do that. One, I encourage you to serve in some way. To try it out. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians. He says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, what he's saying is how we serve is very different from one another. And we all have different abilities and talents and spiritual gifts. And what it looks like for you and what it looks like for me and what it looks like for someone over here, it's going to be totally different. But the key is that we find some way in which to serve. Some way in which you contribute. Now that can be here, something that's going on these facilities. But let me say, it's not limited to here. For your own spiritual growth, is there something you do outside for the world, demonstrating love? Making a difference, taking the kingdom of heaven with you. So finding some way to serve. One of our ladies, she's got this great way to serve. She goes to the hospital and she holds babies, little babies that need help. Wow. You mean you can do that? That's serving in some way? You bet. But serve. Give of yourself. Empty of yourself. Because that is the way of Jesus, who came not to lord it over us, but to serve us. And now he calls us to do the same. And there are connection cards. You can indicate, hey, I'd like to know more about this. I'd like to know how I can be more involved. And we're glad to have a conversation with you. Myself, or Troy, or Matt, Kevin. We mentioned the Good Friday service coming up. Guys, you know, if you can speak, I think you're qualified. You might say, oh man, that's not to me. That makes me a little nervous. What do we want to do? Exercise some faith. Continue in hope. Demonstrate some love. Here's another way, and this is one of those weird places for preachers, unless you're a televangelist. You know, they've kind of ruined this for us, but you know, when we talk about giving financially, that's always a hard one because it sounds like we're just begging for money. But Jesus talked a lot about it because how we handle our resources says a lot about our heart and where our heart is located. Let me give you a verse here to just look at. 1 Corinthians 16:2 says, on the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with your income, saving it up, so when the night comes, no collections will have to be made. Now, he's talking about a kind of a special offering, but I think the principle still applies. And when we look through there, what we see are a few things. One, the first day of the week, setting aside some money in keeping with your income. So when everybody's not giving the same, it's kind of a percentages game, but you know, according to what you have. And there's an intentionality. We're not just showing up and saying, well, what have I got in my wallet? Well, I don't know about you, but I don't carry much cash anymore. Unless I'm doing something special. I've got a debit card. And we're not walking up and down here with card readers right now, you know? So have it planned. Be thinking about it. Seek God on it. And say, God, what do you want me to do? And let me encourage you, just for your own growth, well, push yourself a little bit. Whether it's to here or somewhere else, be more generous in some way. One of the things that we're doing this year, and I just kind of throw this out there, we now have online giving available. And we're not doing it other than for the reason that people have kind of changed in their financial transactions, how they do things. I don't know how you are. You know, if I can pay all my bills online, I go online and do it. And I just take care of that. Like I said, I rarely carry cash. More and more younger people don't even use checks. Can you believe that? They've just grown up in a society that's all digital based. And so we want to throw that option out there for you. Now, if you're a cash and check person and that's how you want to continue to give, that's fine. There is no pressure whatsoever to move to this. But if you've been waiting just with great anticipation for us to finally adopt this, as I know some of you have been, this is your moment to shine, okay? So it's there. You can go on our webpage and look there and go through the steps and just have fun with it, learn it. If you have any questions, just let us know. But that's now available to us. When it comes to giving, contributing, serving in some way, remember those three things. What are they? Hope, love. Exercise some faith, demonstrate some love, continue to hope. Now let me, that's so A, attend, B, belong, C, contribute. Let me give you D, discover. Specifically, some things about God. Let me give a few things here for you. First off, I really want to encourage you to discover God's Word. Discover God's Word. If you're not reading Scripture, let me encourage you to start that. Remember, it's going to take a little effort. It's going to take a little effort. Now, what if you say, well, I read 3 days, and then I forgot 3 days. Does God hate me now? Yes. Yes, he does. Okay? Let's just get that out there. No, he doesn't. You know, one of the things we think about grace oftentimes is just being about what gets us into heaven. But as someone has said, you know, saints burn through grace like 747s burn through fuel on takeoff. I mean, this is all because of grace and all enabled by grace. So let me encourage you, you know, start with a gospel. Maybe Mark, it's the short one. Or something like Proverbs or some Psalms. And just say, I'm going to read a little bit today and I'm going to think about what I read. I'm going to ask questions of what I read. But I'm going to say, God, what do you want me to see here today? Now, this is a little bit of like that dinner analogy. You know, on any given day, you may read that and say, okay, I didn't get anything deep today. But if you start that pattern, boy, there comes that day when you really need a word from God and you see a verse and you think, wow, I can't believe God lined it up for me to read this today because this is what I needed to hear. That won't happen if you're not making a regular habit of Scripture. So whatever that looks like. If you're a morning person, do it in the morning. If you're an up late kind of person, do it at night. If you're the middle of the day person, do it then. But just do it. Occupy that space. Get a hold of it. And begin that practice. Why? The psalmist wrote this, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. We need God's word to show us how to live. And with that, when we begin to know God's word, we're going to begin to get and discover God's wisdom. His wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is more than knowledge. Wisdom is the ability to apply the knowledge in a correct manner, and to apply it in the way that it does to help us make right decisions. And isn't that what life is about? Just constantly trying to, what should I do here? What should I do there? How do I get through this situation? We need that wisdom. James says this, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So when you open up the word, say, God, I need wisdom. I need to, not just wisdom for this moment, I need to accumulate wisdom for my life. So help me to see things here that will help me to be a wise person. So we need his word, we need his wisdom, and we need then to know his ways. We need to know God's ways. Isaiah says this, for my thoughts, this is God speaking through Isaiah in this moment, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. It's powerful. Because we often want a God who's made in our image, and God says, my ways are not your ways. My way of doing things is totally different than man's way of doing things. We're all about power and accumulation, and he's about serving and giving. We're all about thriving. He's about sacrifice. His ways are not our ways. We need to learn his ways so his will can be done on earth as it is in heaven. What are those three things again? Exercise some faith, demonstrate some love, continue in hope. Because there will be days when it will be hard. You won't feel like it. But that's when you push forward, hoping that God will use that moment to bring you closer to him. There's a verse we've been visiting recently, and it's this. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Remember, effort is not the same as earning. All these things we've talked about are not about earning God's love. We have that through Jesus. This is about us growing, transforming, changing, becoming ambassadors of the kingdom, bringing the kingdom into reality wherever we're at. And it's going to take some work. It's going to take some effort. But we have been made. We are his masterpiece, his workmanship, created to do good works. And these are the works we do. Not to earn God's love, but because of the love we've already been given. We're going to sing a song here in just a moment. It's called Love Came Down. And there's one line that may speak to us. When my heart is filled with hope, I'm talking about hope, and every promise comes my way, faith is putting trust in a promise. So when God is doing these things, we're being present, we're being open. So this morning, I just want to, as we go into this new year, as you look out on the new year, you know, there will be some really good days, some great accomplishments, some new things for you. Those are going to be, that's great. And there are going to be some days that are going to be hard and they're going to be struggle. Exercise some faith. Demonstrate some love. Continue to hope. Just come back to those things. And let God work in your life. And this morning, if you're not sure that He is working in your life, if you're not sure that He loves you, if you've not committed yourself to following Him, if you've not been buried in the waters of baptism, and today is the day you want to take care of that business, we're going to invite you to do that. If you just want to come up here, as we do from time to time, and just commit yourself to those A, B, C's, and D, and just say, Lord, I'm going to do these things. Help me, by Your grace, to do these things. Whatever you need to do, I really just want you, encourage you, to ask God to speak to you in this moment, in this time, while we sing this song. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for the love that is ours in Jesus, the love that came first to us. I'm thankful, Father, I don't have to earn Your love. I don't have to jump up and down and get You to love me. It's just already there. But You're calling me, Father, and You're calling others in this room to live differently. To live the kingdom life, a life of love, a life of hope, a life of faith. So help us, Father, to open ourselves up to what You want to do. And I pray this in Jesus' name now. Amen.